Good morning. This is Dr. Schneer dictating. Six-minute walk test on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badocchi on 9/17/25. Mr. Matthews performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. Urinary saturation was 96% period. Patient walked 514 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 99% period. Paragraph compression normal, exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 9/17/25, Mrs. Thompson performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97% period. Patient achieved 460 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. Paragraph normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on John Goshen. This goes to Goshen Medical Center. On 9/17/25, Mr. Goshen performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%. Patient achieved 492 meters, and saturation at the end of the study was 98% period. Paragraph compression normal, exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Conneary, C-O-N-N-E-A-R-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 9/17/25, Mrs. Conneary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/3/25. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Ruben Velez, V-E-L-E-Z, on 9/17/25. Mr. Velez performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient's in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. Period of paragraph compression normal. EKG. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Victor Moore. On 9/17/25, Mr. Moore performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. There's a left axis deviation and a right bundle branch block pattern period. The patient appears to be in an atrial fibrillation rhythm with controlled ventricular response period. The description of a prior EKG from 8/30/24, the patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with PACs with nonspecific SDT wave changes, period. Period in a paragraph. Abnormal EKG with left axis deviation, right bundle branch block pattern, and atrial fibrillation. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment, period. Thank you.